Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 82. And the Oscar goes to Chuck Norris!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Ninja.
I'm Anvil.
We got the usual gang. Well, the people who are here mostly, yes. Finally together.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yay! Well, I figured, I don't know who's been on the show most.
Me. Probably you. I've done every episode.
Yeah.
Even the two that you guys couldn't do. I did one with Nenya.
Oh, yeah, you
and I
did.
One with,
we had our...
somebody else.
Our, right. Like,
oh, no, me
episode.
And Blue did one.
Right. I think out of all of us, I've been here the least. And because of that, because...
What are you talking about? I had to be the least because of the fact that I missed, like, four or five weeks now because of the fact of, like, work.
Oh, true.
I'm the only one who's been
working like walking like 13 miles a night is killing me.
Yes,
I'm doing fucking marathon walks. Fuck that.
No, marathon is
midnight triathlon.
Yeah. Marathon. You should be like raising money while you do it.
I should. I should just be like, yeah, I'm gonna be walking at the Burlington Mall for the next 8 hours. Do you want to give me money so I could put it towards some like cancer association, please?
Or towards your truck?
Yeah, that too. The Blue Onyx Truck Association Foundation needs money because I was supposed to drop it off at the mechanics and then I got fucked on my check.
The BTA. Yeah.
Thank you, security.
Yes.
Fucking assholes.
Anyway, they are assholes.
Well.
Yeah.
This is where you can get your frustration up. But can't really say where you work.
This is the banter part where you only get to cuss about everything.
Slander something.
Well, you can cuss out people out. Like, say we can cuss out Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee. Because he's being a whiny little bitch.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Wow.
You heard about this,
I've
right?
I've heard about it, yeah.
He's like, Kings of Leon won't let me use my song. They're assholes. I don't get to do anything I want to do.
I thought he wanted Kings of Leon actually to go on to I thought he wanted physically
to
have them.
I heard too.
Yeah, I heard physically he wanted them to be on the show, and they said no thank you, and he turned into a big whiny bitch.
Yeah, and then the drummer, I forget his name, he said... And because he was a bitch, because acting like a bitch, and says, get a manicure and wear a bra, because he was acting like a bitch. And then Ryan Murphy goes, that's homophobic.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's just saying
you're a bitch.
Bitch.
Send me off to Russia with all the other whiny bitches.
Yep.
Yes. But yeah, thank you, Ryan Murphy. You make me not want to watch Glee much more.
I never watch it.
I've watched a couple episodes.
I'm so sorry.
I enjoyed it.
Is the support group helping? That's real post-traumatic stress disorder right there.
Well, when they did the Rocky Horror episode, I was like, I need to watch this. And then I watched a couple other episodes, and then that was it. But the lead girl, I don't know her name, she annoys me. The actress and the character.
Amy Jane Lynch?
No. I love Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch is fantastic. Like, the best in show.
And 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin. She was hilarious in that movie.
You've heard the saying,
Bobby.
Fuck the...
No, Jane Lynch is awesome.
Role Models?
The young girl. I haven't seen Role Models.
Oh, she's great in that.
I heard that's one of the must-sees.
Oh, the one with she's the one with the blonde hair, usually. She can kind of get on my nerves once in a while.
Oh, what is her name? Lea Michele.
I was just about ready to get.
She's performing at the Super Bowl.
Ew. Is she really?
Yes.
Oh, no. What the hell? Why?
Yes, she.
Oh, I'm so upset now.
Yeah, there she is, Lea Michele.
I don't like her at all.
I took the Super Bowl off to watch a good game, and now I gotta see her.
Oh, I don't like her.
Super Bowl.
Like she's
ugly.
She's
Oh, great.
Oh, she's singing America the Beautiful.
Shouldn't they have gone through this actually beautiful to sing it?
I'm really upset about this now.
I think we should probably leave this for the rest of the you know, what, movies and stuff like that, but we should probably start
in sports. I don't want to ruin sports.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the sports because of the Super Bowl yet, right? You know, so why don't we get to video games?
Okay, we'll talk about video games.
You make your fucking call.
Shut up.
I got to try out a bunch of games. I wasn't sure what Luana got to try. There were two WiiWare video game demos that came out, I think to make up for the fact that there wasn't one that came out the previous week.
All right, mister, I've got all the time in the world.
Sorry.
I do what I can.
I don't you start. 40-hour job's killing me.
Only 40?
40. And then I got another 6 hours at the other job.
Oh. Well, I put in about 60 last
time. I would take that. I would take that over my job dealing with.
She gets to shoot lasers. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. I don't shoot lasers. I just facilitate the laser tagging.
Oh, really? I would just redesign a whole, like, you know.
I don't actually play.
Gatling gun and go.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people suggest, like, automatic lasers, laser grenades, and I'm like, what?
They could be like soft and squishy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and, good luck with that.
You could have like upgrades, like you could have like special gun, like laser guns, and you'd have to find cards around the maze to like upgrade them.
Yeah. All right, that's asking too much. Back to video game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Video furry.
Yes.
Furry Legends.
Furry Legends.
Furry Legends.
This, I don't know how to really describe this game, but you're like a weird little fucking fuzzy ball that's in charge of saving the world from rocky aliens.
Like aliens that look like rocks? Or like,
yeah, aliens
or like
that look
Rocky
like
Rocky the movie.
No, aliens
that
look like.
Yeah, okay, Sylvester Stallone's coming after the furry little buggers.
They're like little box-shaped rock people, things. I don't know what to describe them. And the graphics are weird. They remind me of, remember Axel Frog?
Would that be like Axel Foley?
It was that frog that goes.
Oh, that little friggin' thing. Yes. I hate that little bastard.
Yeah, they look like that. The graphics look exactly like this.
This fucking thing's
right there. Yeah, Furry Legends.
Yeah, look it up.
What did you say?
Scared. I said, look it up if you're watching. Take a look on, like, Google it or something like that.
Furrylegends.com.
Yeah.
I looked at the.
And,
do not look up furrylegends.net. You will be traumatized.
Yes, you will be traumatized.
And I found it to be wicked difficult to, like, aim your controller because the way it's set up was, like, you had to move the character like this. Back and forth, and it was really hard to really aim the Furry Legend character.
So they just really messed up on the controls on this sucker.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he would try to aim for the right, and it would go more, like, northeast.
What the hell?
But
I don't like this game.
You don't like this game?
I don't like it. It just doesn't sound fun.
Well, I think it's because this game is more geared towards little kids.
Error.
I think that's why.
Apparently because their control skills suck and they wouldn't know what the hell they're doing in the first place. So they're just like, cartoon win! Okay, I'm done with the game.
So yeah, I think it'd be good for the young gamers and not so much for the older gamers. I'll give it a 2 out of 5.
Yay, 2 out of 5. What the hell? Oh.
Yeah, this I think.
Oh, I thought that said fist them all. I was like, whoa.
No.
Woo.
Damn. No, I think Fish-em-all would have been.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, never mind.
That would have been Fish-em-all. A better game than this.
Fish-em-all.
You try to catch fish with a net while avoiding cramps, hedgehogs, and sharks.
That sounds so fun.
It's not.
Oh.
Welcome to the. Hey, I'm being positive. Nope, negative.
These are like one of the worst WiiWare graphics I've seen in a game.
Oh, really?
And I've seen games that are like 8-bit style. The 8-bit games look better than this piece of shit.
Whoa.
You know what this game would have been better as? It would have been better as one of those games that you go to the Salem Willows and win tickets for.
Oh. Well, then.
At least you earn something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
made
see?
In the
yeah, this is. This, oh, well, that's probably why. They're mostly probably doing some kind of drugs while, you know, designing the game.
Yeah, see, look at this. Fish 'em All, an arcade game with real coin op flavor without the fucking rewards in the end.
Yeah, there is no such thing as rewards, especially when you're playing Wii.
No. Yeah,
I mean,
especially.
You can't, there's not even really achievements or anything like that. It just doesn't really appeal to me as much because when you're playing Wii, it's, you know, it's not really achievement based. It's like, yeah, you get little, like, coin type.
Yeah, look how shitty those graphics are.
Yeah, well, that looks like it's Paris's first game that they've ever designed in their life.
They don't look as bad as the graphics in the new NHL game.
Oh, jeez. So you're watching them trying to pick up the friggin' fish by... Oh, that looks like it's annoying.
There's, like, bombs and stuff.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. Why would you have bombs jumping out of the water at you?
And they're lit.
Because they like to torment you, that's why, with this game. It gets so fucking repetitive after, like, so... Like, 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Like, 30 seconds. It gets wicked repetitive. And it's one of those stupid-ass games. I don't know why people would spend money on it. And like I said, if this were at an arcade and you won tickets, this would have been fine. But here, no. It sucks. It sucks. It really, really sucks.
Yeah.
I give it a negative zero.
Whoa!
Negative zero! Yes! We love that one! Okay. There is no such thing as a negative zero, but we made it possible.
All right. I'm tired of talking about shitty games. I want to talk about an awesome game.
All right. Well, I did play Crysis.
Okay. Do you want to talk about
Crysis?
Yeah,
let's talk about Crysis first before we talk about Bulletstorm.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, Crysis 2, they only give you like a... Online multiplayer demo. I never got to play the first one, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, with the actual... If there's an actual story... because of the whole concept, it made me feel like it was a futuristic, fucked-up version of Call of Duty.
Yes.
Because of the fact that you're running around in these kind of, like, mech suits that are capable of going invisible or putting up a little bit more of a bullet or a bullet shield or armor or whatever, because apparently the mech suits can't take it. I don't know.
All right, I got the storyline right here. Crysis,
thank you.
Crysis 2 was set in New York City in the year 2023, 3 years after the events of the first game, which has been since evacuated due to alien infestation. So, players will play as Alcatraz, a Green Beret, the new successor of Nomad from the first game. Although there has been speculation that Alcatraz may just be Nomad's new codename to stay anonymous to Crynet.
You're just confusing the shit out of me.
Do you want me to stop?
Yes. Because of the fact that I don't understand what the hell's going on. They're trying to be like, oh yeah, names and all this other stuff. Fuck the names. I want to know about the story.
Alright, so basically, rid New York City of aliens. That's it.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it seems like there's two factions of it all. I don't know if one is actually a, you know, well, as you play on the thing, there's one that's Marines. I know that one. And then there's the other team that I don't know if that's an actual alien race or if it's just another group that's fighting against one another. You know, shit happens, basically, when they kind of make these stories. I mean, the game... Graphics are actually pretty awesome. The map level they gave you, not so awesome. It kind of, you got to really figure out.
I get lost in that level so many
times. Well, it's not as big of a level as you think it is. It's just that the concept of if you walk off certain areas, you're going to fall off a building.
Yes.
Which is pretty funny to watch, but especially watching the other people do it. But it's one of those games that you'd have to figure out. I would probably have to play the game. Originally, the first one, and then play the actual, you know, with the storyline and everything like that in order to get a better feel of the game. But then, for the most part, this game, as a demo, it's alright. I give it a 4. Probably a 4 right now.
Well, I played this after playing Bulletstorm, which I'll get to in a moment, and I wasn't really impressed with it after the fact, so I gave it like a 3.4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Bulletstorm.
Ooh.
Just the name sounds cool.
This is first off the main character is played by Steve Bloom, who we all know as Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop.
Steve Bloom
and
Bloom.
Bloom.
Bloom?
I think it's Bloom.
Yeah.
To think if it was Blum, it would be like... Wait.
Blumpkin. Anyways.
That's gross. Yes, no, he does a lot of anime voices.
Yep. Well, anyway, Bulletstorm, it takes place in a futuristic paradise setting where a confederation is being protected by an elite band of epic mercenaries known as Dead Echo. When Dead Echo member Grayson Hunt, voiced by Bloom, and Ishii Sato discover they had been working on the wrong side, they betray their squad commander and end up being exiled to the edges of the galaxy. And now they want vengeance. Yay. Bloody, bloody vengeance.
Oh, there's a chick in the game, too.
Yeah. You could be male or female.
She's wearing a tank top.
Yep. Or, apparently, because every time, you know, whenever you mention tank top, everybody has to say wife beater.
Well, no, it's only for a dude, and it's like one of those ribbed ones.
No. Believe me, some of the girls that I've talked to, they're like, oh yeah, I'm wearing a wife beater. What? Okay.
Classy.
Yeah, it's very classy.
Very classy.
But yeah, for this game, King over here sent me the video of it, and I saw some blood and gore and some very interesting ways to kill people.
Yes, you can kill people so many ways. Like, there's a leash where you can grab onto one of the guys, fling him over here, and you can, like, either impale him on a nearby wall in front of you, or you can just, like, shoot them all up. Or you can actually charge it up so you can send him and all the other people around him flying up into the sky.
Then there's, what was the other one that I saw in the video? Caused the guy having a flaming bunghole.
Yes.
There was, what was it?
Yep, you can launch it.
You could basically kick the guy's head right off his shoulders.
Well,
it's pretty friggin' crazy.
My favorite is, you shoot the guy in the nuts and he falls on the ground and just goes,
So you just sit there and just, like, mess around with him and stuff like that. So.
Yep, and then you can just kick his face in and it just turns into a stump.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite ones is if there's, like, a huge gaping hole that falls down to nothingness, I grab him by the leash and I kick him in the face instead of flying down.
What?
And all you just hear is,
yeah. Yeah, violent video games. Gotta love them.
I was gonna say, they wonder why kids today are desensitized to violence.
Yeah.
Well, the game's M-rated, so only in unsupervised and
Germany.
In Germany.
Germany probably won't take this game. It will not take this game. I feel bad for those Germans.
Well, I think it's more humor. More humorous.
Violence. Well, but anyways, Germany will probably not be able to play this game. We'll probably have to talk to Pit Lobster about that one.
Oh, yeah, Pit Lobster. Good old Pit Lobster from the Game Zone.
Yeah, our German friend that we're playing...
Nailed,
yeah. Kind of just came out of the blue when we were playing online, and he's just like, oh yeah, I got the game, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, well, my English isn't that good, but he talks pretty good English.
Yeah.
Gotta love those Germans.
Yeah. He's a good man, that Pit Lobster.
Yep.
But yeah, all in all, I think I'm actually going to pre-order this game. I'm actually going to put money down on this game for Xbox.
And Duke Nukem.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think it's going to be Bulletstorm and Duke Nukem Forever that are going to go head-to-head this year for, like, best first-person shooter.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering how much
Black Ops?
Of this...
No, that was last year.
That was last year, yeah. The only thing is that I'm wondering is how long the gameplay is and how good this is going to be, you know, in that sense.
Right. Which is why I might wait and see if anyone puts, like, an early review up before I buy it.
Or if we can contact the freaking company and try to get one beforehand.
Yeah.
But we're not that lucky.
Well, EA is kind of hard to get in contact with.
EA doesn't like us. EA doesn't like anybody.
Well, our buddy from Skate 3 liked us.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah.
And that was an EA game.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, now the final game I got to try. Oh, yeah. Perfect score for Bulletstorm demo. It might be short, but it's one of those demos where you can go back and try to kill everybody else in different ways.
Wait, what? What? What are you talking about?
Bulletstorm.
Oh, Bulletstorm, yeah.
I gave it a perfect score for a demo. Now, the other thing I got to try was the demo for Dead Space Extraction, and this is a rail shooter remake of the Wii game that people apparently didn't play.
What's a rail shooter?
Rail shooter, it's like House of the Dead.
I love House of the Dead so much.
Yeah, because they you know, they go on that same path that a lot of the other monsters go, so you can kind of, like, predict where they're going. So, yeah.
So it's set up like that, but I don't know. I think the graphics in this, in the PS3 version, still look like Wii graphics. Like, they didn't do anything to, like, revamp it or anything like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. And the game was made for the PlayStation Move, which I don't have yet. So controlling it with a regular controller is very difficult to do in this game. Because you literally will have to use the joysticks.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those games where it's like a split second will kill you.
That's why I suck at first-person shooters. Because I can't freaking aim with a joystick.
On the plus side, though, the gameplay wasn't as tough as Dead Space 2, the demo that we got to try of that.
Yeah, the one that took forever to fucking try to finish. Ugh.
Yep, those aliens were such dicks.
Well.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I was going to make a very derogatory, you know, comment, but I'm going to be polite because there's a lady in the room.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The creatures are easier to deal with. And in this demo, you don't even deal with many creatures. You more deal with, like, the possessed crewmates.
Possessed crewmates?
And
it's like that movie Ghost Ship.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that movie.
And it's weird because at the end of the demo, it looks like, well, according to the doctors that shoot you, they go, my God, this man went crazy because it shot up all of his friends. It seems like it was your character that went crazy and not everybody else.
Ew.
Mm.
So there might be a little bit of a twist in this.
What a twist.
What a twist.
Yes.
Is a twist.
No twist. Not that kind of twist.
So...
You mean there's
no
Phoenix? No. With this, I say stick with the Wii version unless you don't have a Wii and you have PlayStation Move, in which case, yeah, you can get that one.
Yeah.
And you can get the game for free if you get Dead Space 2 on PS3.
Oh, nice. That works.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
I think that's it.
I think we can go to sports now.
Yes.
Sports?
Well, why are you looking at me?
Because you're sports.
I'm not... He's all right, got so, sports, too.
You're sports.
Shh. Easy, man. You're getting blood all over me.
Yeah, don't get too much blood over me.
Fuck you all. And not even in the good, you know. I'm talking prison with Bubba.
Hey, you know what? I already got prison raped on my check, so shut up.
Doesn't count.
Oh, yes, it does.
There was no blood.
There was.
At least, you know, they use lube.
No, they don't.
You open that envelope. That's lube.
That's not lube.
The scenario is
that's
lube.
Sticky what? Death.
Oh, boy.
Nenya's not really confused.
I'm
don't worry. She's caught in the middle of it.
Nope. I'm not listening to any of this.
All right. So, this week in sports, you know, there's a lot of really weird stuff going on. The Celtics lost another game last night.
No fucking way.
What?
To the Phoenix Suns. They lost earlier this week, too.
I thought the Phoenix Suns, like, suck.
They keep on losing to horrible teams and then beating the good ones.
They're kind of turning into the Patriots.
Whoa, dude, don't say that.
No. I mean, in the concept...
I hope for a championship.
Yeah, I hope for a championship, too. But in the concept of how the Patriots roll, they kick a lot of ass on the teams that are probably the hardest to deal with.
And then we lose to the Browns.
And then we lose to somebody so fucking, you know, just
inferior.
Shitty.
Yes.
It's not even funny.
But you know what? We're still in, you know, the top. We're still going to make playoffs. And we have a playoff kind of team. So I'm not worried yet. Now, the Bruins, they've been playing pretty well lately.
Yeah.
Yep.
But only as long as, you know, Tim Thomas is a goalie.
Yeah, they don't like playing with Tuukka for whatever reason.
I mean, you know, a friend of mine, Tuukka. She brought me to a game, you know, the other day, and Rask was in net, like, we lost. She's like, don't say that, and we lost.
Tuukka's, you ruined the game, asshole!
Tuukka's a really good goalie, it's just
no support, no love.
No, the dynamic is so different.
When Thomas is out there, because he's built the camaraderie with so many of these players, a lot more than Rask has.
Yeah, I can see that.
That they're playing harder for him.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, look at guys like Dennis Seidenberg. Seidenberg will not jump in front of a puck for Rask, but he's in front of everything for, you know, Thomas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a big, you know, change in that. But Thomas isn't the top goalie in the league for no reason.
I can see him. Timmy! Rask, fuck you.
It's like, all right, Tuukka, I'll jump in front of this one. He's like, yay! His hands are up, and the puck is flying. Like, oh dude.
Fuck.
I missed it. I don't know how I missed it. It's like, I meant to jump, something in my head said don't.
Is it a bear video?
Yeah, there's... You didn't see that bear video?
No.
The guy, he skips the line to go into the bathroom or something like that, and then he grabs him, and he puts him up and gives him the flusher.
He gives him a swirly?
Yeah, he gives him a
swirly. They can't see the video.
They could go and watch the video or something like that. But.
So,
yeah, I'll watch it later. It's fine.
We ended the All-Star break, unofficial end of the first half with a good victory.
Really? When?
Wednesday?
Oh, really?
Wednesday?
Was it Wednesday or was it Thursday?
Yeah, we won, but I wouldn't call it a good victory.
I'll take it. Any win's a good victory. Considering, we ended, 4 points over Montreal.
Yeah, right.
So I'll take it.
Yeah.
They have posters over the urinals in the men's bathrooms?
Yeah.
What the hell would you know?
What's in the video?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be freaked out if you were peeing and someone came over and...
Well, a lot of places actually have the newspaper hanging up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been in the men's room at the Bruins game.
Sure you have.
So you've been in the men's room somewhere else, huh?
No.
No, you just...
No.
It's okay, Nanya.
I'm just saying, they don't hang fancy posters on the wall in the women's room.
You have the fancy couches.
I don't.
She's like, come on.
There's no cramped couches at the Bruins games.
She's like, what do you have? I close the stall.
They don't have much. They just have that woman that broke one of the posts or something like that in the bathroom.
No, we have that girl who punched a hole in the pole and then put it on YouTube.
And then there's the bear retaliating by spackling it back up. Going,
that was pretty clever. Good, though. The turnaround for that was pretty impressive. I was very impressed with the... Whoever does videos for the Bruins and all, their production team or whatever, they have very fast turnaround. They have a really good sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really awesome.
You kind of have to in that kind of work.
Wow. Well. No, the other day at the game, some of the ice girls were dancing during intermission or whatever. They were dancing.
And they were slipping and sliding all over the place.
No. Like, they were off. They were, underneath waiting to come out for intermission, and they didn't know any cameras were on them, and they were just, goofing around. And so they recorded it, and then during a TV timeout, they put it up on the Jumbotron and then filmed their reaction to it, and they were very embarrassed.
What are they doing?
They were just doing, I don't know. I can't. Don't make me dance.
Oh.
Dance. Dance for the people on the camera.
Dance, my little marionette. Dance.
You're not a puppet.
Are you on crack?
Yes.
That's what happened to my crack cookie.
Your crack cookie?
That's what it's called when you make crack, it forms a cookie.
And oh, Jesus.
Okay.
I'll explain later how you make it.
So what else do we have to say about what's going on?
It's new from Mr. Fields.
Alright, so the Super Bowl has been decided on which two teams are going to be in. Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay Packers. But Pittsburgh's at a huge disadvantage.
Really? I thought they were going to be on top.
The starting center, who's been starting all season, Marquise Pouncey, he had a high ankle sprain. It's like, oh, he'll be back. They have now found a broken bone in the foot.
Ow.
Ooh.
So now they have to go with Doug Ligurski, who, if you guys watched the AFC Championship game, you saw he fumbled, causing a safety in the end zone, and he caused a lot of issues. I don't think, this is enough amount of time for a guy who hasn't even started all season to get work with, Roethlisberger.
Right? Yeah, but also sometimes this might be that turning point for him to come back and play actually pretty well, and they'd be like,
"It's his Rudy moment."
No, it could be like the Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady moment.
No. Listen, we want Green Bay to win here.
Really? Why do we want Green Bay to win?
Because Pittsburgh's won 2 under Roethlisberger. If he gets 3, he'll start comparing himself to Tom Brady.
They've been already trying to compare him.
Yeah,
to Tom
Brady. I don't want that to happen.
My mom has a terrible towel. And a Roethlisberger jersey.
So, I remember where you live. So, you can come
talk to my mom. She has a good number of Steelers things. Yeah.
It's like you'll come home and there's a trash barrel on fire and your mom's crying. And you're like, Anvil won. And there's a, Reggie White Green Bay jersey hanging up. And you're like, yep, only Anvil would go defense.
And she has a little, and then you hear has a little bit of heart. For Pennsylvania. I mean, you went to a Rasmus concert there just for that.
I did, but that was for the Rasmus, not for Pennsylvania.
You drove, what, 8 hours for a 30-minute concert?
And a 30-minute meet and greet.
Yeah.
And we stayed in a really scary, like, Days Inn. Like, there was some questionable stains on the walls, like, like with splatter.
There's probably like, blood
splatter. What's that stuff there?
Like, it definitely looked like someone was murdered in our hotel room.
Why is there a giant white mass over the bed? Distance.
I know what it is. It's that new perfume that Lady Gaga's making.
What?
I'm not kidding you. She's making a perfume that she says wants to smell of blood and semen.
Dude, this is sports. We don't talk about blood, semen, you know, perfume by Lady Gaga. That's music.
Yeah, that's music, man. Jesus.
All right, let's get back on topic.
No, because I kind of don't want to talk anymore. I kind of want to throw
up.
I'm
scared.
I'm going to throw up on you. Blood and
puke. Please don't throw up.
All right, close your eyes. I'm going to spit blood on the side of the
Please don't throw up. All right, so anyways.
That's assault.
On.
Anyways.
Yes. No, it's not. You have to prove that's my blood.
Wash
it off.
Is it? Nobody wants to talk about the NHL All-Star Draft?
I'm busy threatening him.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the NHL did something new this year. Instead of, you know, you play in the Eastern Conference, you play in the Western. Now the two All-Star captains drafted their players.
Yes.
Really?
Which I actually think was a kind of cool idea. You mix it up. I think all the teams should start doing it. You know, because look at baseball. The American League has been dominating the National League because we're more powerful at hitting. You know, we're power hitters. They're better pitchers. Why don't you just mix it up now? Throw all the names into a hat and pull them out.
Is that basically what they did?
I think it's... No, they had... they did, like, old school style. Like, everyone was sitting in front of them and they picked and then...
Like, you know, schoolyard.
Yeah, like on the
schoolyard.
I want
you and then that last guy's like...
The last guy is like, you fucking suck.
Well, and then he scores 9 goals in the All-Star game.
Well, the last guy this year was Phil Kessel.
Oh, yes!
Who was already being called Mr. Irrelevant in all the mock drafts.
Yes, I saw him.
However, being picked last, they donated $20,000 to his choice charity and gave him a Honda.
Why a Honda?
I don't know.
Now he gets a Honda... And he donated.
I'm sure he'll probably give it to like his sister or something.
And then he donated the money to buy himself a new helmet because he's special needs.
Yes.
No, he's not.
He is not. Look, my uncle, I love him to death, but he's a Maple Leafs fan and he believes he has special needs. Come on, he cries every time he watches a game.
Oh, jeez.
And then I thank him every time I see, you know, them lose. It's like, thank you for your first round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And all I get back is, fuck you.
It was funny though because Alex Ovechkin, when Phil Kessel was sitting all by himself, Alex Ovechkin took out his camera phone and snapped a picture.
Now, let's talk about Mark Savard because he's been getting.
Whoa, we're talking about the All-Star game first. We're not done yet.
No, son of a bitch.
Mark Savard hurts my heart.
If I was that final person that had to choose and Phil Kessel's in front of me, do what I'm doing. Excuse me,
gecking him.
Is there somebody behind you?
No,
is there anybody
that's
else?
So mean.
Really? I'm stuck with Phil Kessel?
So mean.
It's like, but I'm a Boston fan, dude. Sorry, you're a douche. just go home.
So
I'd send him home.
Oh.
But thanks.
No, I'd pick him, but then I'd put him in the corner with a dunce cap on.
Make him sit on the bench the whole game?
Yeah, the whole game.
It's like, Phil Kessel, yes?
And then if we lose, blame it all on him.
No, you have to do it properly. Phil, I promise you're going to play. Really? Yeah, okay, you're going right now.
Last second.
Go play goalie. I don't have the gear. I don't care. Go play goalie. Come on right off the face.
Phil Kessel's a young motherfucker.
Yeah, but he's a little bitch. We're not going to talk about him right now. We remember. It's okay.
I was in Toronto a couple weeks ago for the Bruins. Actually, we did 3 days of hockey. We went to Buffalo, saw the Bruins play. Then we saw the World Juniors, Russia versus Finland, which is awesome because they came back.
Fuck Russia.
Russia won gold in the World Juniors. What are you talking about?
I hate Russia.
And, well, they played against Canada, so I'd rather have Russia win than Canada. Yeah. And anyways, then we went to Toronto, saw the Bruins play the Maple Leafs. I bought myself a Team USA Phil Kessel jersey and a Maple Leafs Phil Kessel t-shirt.
You would.
And I wore my I wore my Bruins Phil Kessel jersey.
Somebody like the Phil Kessel.
Whatever. He'll be good again one day.
No, he won't. He guess you're
in the Santa corner, wear the dunce hat, and lick this giant lollipop.
That's Pink. He says, I'm a bitch on the other side, but don't look at me. You have to act surprised when everybody laughs at you.
Oh, we can talk about Steven Stamkos getting picked first by Nicklas Lidstrom.
How about we get off the draft now and we talk about Mark Savard now?
Yeah.
Let's get well, to depressing.
I really am avoiding trying to talk about Mark Savard.
All right, I'm going to do this.
All right. What the hell is going on with Mark Savard now?
Now, he came back from, you know...
But he was concussion.
Well, the post-concussion syndrome. And the other day when they were playing, and who hit him?
They were playing Colorado, and Matt Hunwick hit
him. Yes, which everybody
former
knows.
Former Bruin.
Well, everybody knows Savard and Hunwick didn't get along.
What?
Oh, yeah. There was like an article about that.
What?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I can't imagine Matt Hunwick causing trouble with any... Like,
Hunwick's a bitch. It's okay. So,
he
Savard's
didn't get traded on purpose.
He's a bitch.
He didn't choose to get traded.
He's a bitch. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, I'm not going to win. He's just going to keep on calling him a bitch.
Yep.
So, Savard was coming around the boards and got face-planted through the glass by Matt Hunwick. I mean, literally forearm to the back of the head.
Yeah.
Through the glass? The head. Like glass shatter?
No, but
it actually cracked though. They had to replace it.
I wasn't at that game.
Yeah, they had to replace it. I watched. I was actually watching at home. I'm like, oh my god! And then they stopped the game. I'm like, no.
Well,
I'm like,
he's done.
Why can I see Nenya sitting there going, "Damn it, not again!"
Why? Yanking her jersey.
When I heard about it, I got really upset.
When I saw him get hurt. Like, he got up and then went back down, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Maybe he
just
see
Nene run down there, jump over the thing, grab the guy, and just start wailing. Holy crap, Nene, stop it!
I'm like, please be a shoulder injury. Please be an upper body injury. Please be something. Concussion.
No, he knew. He knew it. The minute it happened, he knew it was
TKO.
A concussion.
So he's got another concussion.
Fuck.
And under NHL rules, if he does decide to come back somehow and gets one more, he is forced into retirement.
That's bullshit.
There's been a lot of players forced into retirement because then they turn out like, I mean, you know.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, they wind up being like Muhammad Ali. They have mushroom brains. Like, it's just, it's no way to live.
I got millions of dollars.
Hey, I've had a few, concussions. I better watch out.
Yeah, no, you do.
But you don't have millions of dollars.
Concussions are no joke.
Actually, I had one that did fuck with me for a long while.
Yeah.
Well, the question now that the Bruins, and it really all depends on how... Because when Patrice had his second concussion, he came back right away. He felt fine. But everyone's different, and so they're wondering if Mark Savard will feel better soon, and he'll be back, or if it looks like he's not, with the trade deadline coming up, they're going to have to put him on long-term IR to free up his cap. Like, it'll free his salary up in the cap, and then they'll go for an NHLer. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is what they should do, because, like, whether or not... I mean... Mark Savard, he wants to play, and he's going to do whatever he can to get back on the ice, but you have to put your health in front. No, and, I mean, Patrice Bergeron still isn't, the player that he should be because of those concussions, but he's slowly getting there, and it's going to take Mark Savard a long time to get back also.
Remember, he did have a hat trick, though, so I give him that credit. And he actually almost had another hat trick recently, too.
Who?
Bergeron.
Hey, look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did have
I thought he was going to have the second hat trick in like 2 weeks.
I wasn't at that game either. I missed a lot of games lately.
I was at the two. I was at the Chara and the Bergeron hat tricks. No. Thomas had shutouts in both of them.
Ooh.
I ain't going to lie.
Thomas has a joke.
6-0 into the sixth shutout of the season, 7-0 in the seventh. I was so excited. And then I saw a loss. Because I was Raskin now.
Whatever. I have a Tuukka-Time t-shirt.
Tuukka-Time. But it's probably just a sophomore slump as well.
No, he's still playing well. It's just...
Nobody scores?
Stop the sophomore slump.
It's
bullshit.
It's a mix of everything.
Yep.
All right.
So I'm done with sports.
Okay.
Sports done?
All right.
Damn.
Let's move on to movies and... Oh, we got to talk about the mechanic.
Hey, I'm just happy we got through sports.
Yes.
That's right.
Just doesn't want to talk anymore.
No. No. Remember... Last time, with him and sports, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to do the same thing again.
With what?
Nothing.
Yeah?
You don't remember, so
I don't.
It's okay.
Good, yeah. All right, let's go.
All right.
Mechanic.
So, yesterday, I got a chance to go see The Mechanic,
with Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And actually, when it started
out... And Ben Foster.
I was a little confused by the opening, but then when you see what happens, I'm like, oh my god, that was awesome. Like, chubby? No, I'm kidding. But I thought it was really awesome.
Get the hell away!
It's okay, Danny. I was joking. And, like, I was watching the movie, and a lot of it was predictable. But I really enjoyed the way it was done and had a lot of fun watching it.
All right, so now the question I have is compared to the old one from 1972 to this one.
This is better.
This is actually better?
Like, I love the Charles Bronson version, but I think this is a lot better.
I want the poster. That is fucking sick.
Come on.
That is a cool poster.
That is a cool poster. It's like all the guns made into a gun.
Super gun.
It's a gun made out of guns.
There's one scene which I thought was really cool where he actually shoved a woman's hand into a trash compactor.
Ooh.
And you see the blood shoot up the arm.
Congratulations.
And she was like 16 and he was trying to get the dad to give information. It was awesome.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, it was the coolest thing in the world. The people that I actually saw it with.
What a dick. Out. He injured a girl to get information?
It was very important information.
What a douche.
Yeah, that is very douchey.
Yeah, it is.
Douchey, McDouche, you're done.
Are you guys actually going to see the movie?
I'm going to probably try to see it, but go ahead and ruin it.
Well, you guys want me to ruin it?
Go ruin it!
Okay.
Spoiler alert!
So, in that actual scene, he doesn't shove her hand in. You see the blood shoot up. And when the dad gives the information, he pulls the hand that's still there and he throws a hunk of beef on the counter and says thank you and walks out. So we actually drop meat in the disposal to get the blood to shoot up. And the girl just starts screaming off the blood.
Wow.
The people are with her, they're like, oh my god, I'm like, awesome. And they see the thing, like, oh, that's not as cool.
Yeah.
No,
so basically, in this movie, Jason Statham is a mechanic, which is a hitman. Or he takes assignments. As he puts it.
Right.
Now, the question I have is, can you, you know, kind of transcend this with his Transporter movies? Does this feel like another Transporter movie?
No,
it's a totally different
setup. Way different.
Okay.
So, Ben Foster is his mentor's son, who's a fuck-up. And, you know what, we're spoiling it. We give spoiler alerts. Jason Statham's character is tricked into killing his
boss.
Mentor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, of this whole thing about, you know, him being a rat and trying to bring down the company.
Mm-hmm.
He finds not. He hunts down the bad guys and does what they do, which I'm not going to, you know, ruin it, but it was really awesome. And Ben Foster finds out about Jason Statham killing his dad.
Huh.
And revenge is done with a really cool way. And then second return revenge was even better. Because Statham kind of knew, and he set up revenge. So, it was really awesome. I liked the movie. Some good explosions.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was directed by Michael Bay by a couple of the explosions.
Well, it was directed by Simon West, who did Con Air.
Yeah.
And the first Tomb Raider movie.
Nice.
The better Tomb Raider movie, that is.
Actually, it's kind of funny. While I was watching the previews, they had a preview for the new Transformers movie.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another Transformer movie. Yep.
What?
Dark Side of the Moon. And this is supposed to be... It looks like
there's a prequel.
Shia
LaBeouf in it?
Yep.
Shia LaBeouf. But
you ready for this?
Shia LaBeouf.
Remember how with the moon landing, there was like the 21 minutes where they disappeared?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
They have the, you know, thing land and it's like one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and all of a sudden like they turn it off and like, you have 21 minutes. And they find this ship and they find like...
A Transformer?
The Transformers in there.
Neat.
And it's supposed to be like Lance Armstrong and everything.
Huh.
So I like the way they did it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. That's sports.
It's,
they're not related.
Are you sure?
So.
Not related.
Sorry, Neil Armstrong.
One guy landed on the moon first, the other one had cancer in his balls.
And won a whole bunch of.
And Sheryl Crow.
That's right, he has Sheryl Crow in his balls.
Oh, no.
No, his balls in Sheryl Crow.
Dark. Oh, interesting. Oh, wow.
Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon.
It might be Dark Side of the Moon.
No, it just says Dark of the Moon.
It just says Dark of the Moon.
Hugo! Oh, yeah. Hugo
Weaving. It actually looks really good to me.
So, no Megan Fox?
No Megan Fox.
John Malkovich, though. That's exciting.
She didn't sign on. Tyrese Gibson still.
Nice.
Yay.
Who's going to run, though? Without Megan Fox there.
We'll find some. There are plenty of women with giant boobs and nice lips.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, look Megan at the one, Fox that robot one they got to get, you know. It tastes like diesel. Yep, she does taste like diesel.
Diesel.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not seeing any other people, but there's a ton of people on this list.
Is what's his name?
I wonder if there's going to be another car accident. Did you see about that when they were recording? There was a car accident.
Yep.
The car crash.
They fucked up Bumblebee. Yeah, Bumblebee got fucked up last time.
Yeah, a cop didn't know that they were recording, and he drove right to the set, and Bumblebee came and hit it.
Yes, I remember hearing about that. Someone missed the memo.
I didn't see Bumblebee.
He was actually responding to an emergency friggin' situation. He had the lights blaring, and he comes around, and he probably saw, hey, isn't that the fucking truck for the SLAM? Fuck! But, of course, his vehicle took everything of it. Bumblebee was fucked.
Yeah. Oh. The Camaro
was gone, that's why I want to try my brush guard.
The ugliest thing in the entire world, I have to admit, the color of the Camaro, but I want the Camaro. I hate that bright yellow.
I like the yellow color.
Well, it's way too bright.
Maybe do
yellow with black trim. Wait, that sounds groovy to me.
Yay!
Wait, you can't
look at me? No, it could be Steelers.
Wait, no.
Huh?
You can't look at me? I smiled and you said, and turned around.
Well, that's because you got a little blood dripping down right there.
You missed your opportunity in sports. That's
right. Oh, that's right.
Oh, son of a bitch, no.
No, you can't anymore.
Nope.
It's only sports only.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, what's the other movie here? Wait. What did you rate The Mechanic?
I give it a 4.5. I love that movie.
Okay.
Right. Well, it looks like they agreed with you on IMDb. They had a 7.6 for the new Mechanic, and the old one was 6.8. So, yeah.
Yeah. Terrific. Okay. Well, we did this last year. I figured we'd do it again. We make it an annual sort of thing.
No.
The nominees for the Academy Awards have been announced. I've got the list of the ones that we give a crap about.
I don't give a crap about any of them.
How about
you write down to say who we picked so we could actually go over it?
Yeah, someone get like a pen and paper.
Pen, biatch! Pen!
Where? With Simon?
Right there.
Who's the pen bitch? I'm sorry, I'm looking at this Bruins Twitter feed and the whole thing about Tyler Sagan meeting fans at the Panini place.
Panini?
Like the...
Press sandwiches.
I don't know.
Panini?
He likes the sandwich press.
I'm on pan?
Why does anyone go to Raleigh?
I don't know.
Because people suck.
Do you want me to just mark it on this?
Yeah, why don't you just mark it on that?
Just put initials.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Cool. Alright, let's do this.
B and KGB.
We're starting from the end.
Never mind.
Yeah, we're gonna work our.
Okay, we're gonna work.
Yeah,
right
there. We're gonna work our. We are gonna work our way to the top. We're gonna start with. We're gonna start with best writing and end with best picture.
I will.
What's his name there?
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
Oh, what was he in? He was in a movie that.
We just saw him in The Green Hornet. He was really underused.
That's what I was talking about.
He was very underused in that movie.
Alright, so should we do sound mixing then?
We're gonna go
backwards. So starting with writing.
God damn it.
Best original screenplay. We've got Another Year, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are Alright, and The King's Speech.
No, I keep seeing The Kids Are Alright on here. What the heck was that?
That's the one about the lesbian couple and their kids find out who their donor was.
Oh.
I heard a lot of good things about it.
Oh, apparently it's got a lot of nominations. No. I haven't seen it.
I heard it was pretty funny.
If Fighter should really be in this one, because it is a true story.
Well, it's original screenplay.
Screenplay, though.
It's not adapted when adapted means it's based off of a book or a video game.
Yeah, but any retard can write the story of anybody's life.
Well, The King's Speech is also a true story,
too.
But
was The Fighter originally a book or anything? Was it?
No.
No, so then, it goes...
It's an original screenplay.
Straight from real life to actual story, and then probably later they'll make a book or some bullshit. I have a feeling that they will.
Yeah, Dickie probably needs the money.
Yeah, comic book.
Video game.
But, okay. I felt that original screenplay, for me, should go to Inception. Number one, it took 10 years to write.
I liked Inception.
Number two, it was beyond original. And number three, it was a great story, all in all.
Yeah, I guess I go with Inception as well.
What about you,
Nanya? I haven't seen any of these movies.
So just take a guess.
I don't know.
That's a Boston-based movie. Okay, take that one. Take that one.
I'm going to refrain from my...
I'll go with Fighter, then.
You're going to go with Fighter?
I didn't like Inception, so I'm going to go with Fighter.
Okay.
Yeah, the fighter picking fighter, I know.
Okay. All right. Best adapted screenplay. We have 127 Hours.
Too long.
The Social Network. Ugh. Toy Story 3. True Grit and Winter's Bone.
Why does Winter's Bone sound like a gay porno?
It does.
Yeah.
And it does.
That's not right.
Yeah.
The True Grit, I haven't seen it, but...
Is that supposed to be like the second part of Lovely Bones or something like that? Shit, I didn't even see any other
The Lovely movies. Bones 2, Fun and Kahuna!
Jesus.
Oh my god. Careful, careful.
Don't choke your gauze!
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh,
he's upset.
I don't want to give Social Network any props. Well, fuck them.
True Grit.
Yeah, I'd probably give it...
True Grit was great.
I heard True Grit was probably one of the best, so I will give it to True Grit. That's going to definitely win.
All right. Yeah, I give it to True Grit as well.
You know, I've heard good things about The Social Network, and I'm eager to see
it. It was a great movie. Although, some of it wasn't true.
Like, I understand that, like, you know, everyone hates the Facebook guy now because he's a douche or whatever.
But, he is a douche. He deserves a 50 cal.
I just want to say that Brenda Song is in that movie, and she...
He doesn't deserve a 50 cal.
I'm also a little obsessed with Disney, so...
Oh, yeah.
He deserves a charger?
Yeah, charger, yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
he deserves a nice big...
Charger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you give for this?
I haven't seen enough of these to give an accurate vote.
Okay. Best visual effects. We have Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Fuck that shit.
Hereafter.
Meh.
Inception and Iron Man 2. Now, I'm pissed because Scott Pilgrim vs. the World was this close to be nominated for that category.
Really?
Yeah, but only that close.
Yeah. It got knocked out in the final round. And I'm pissed because Hereafter, I heard, wasn't that great graphics-wise.
I'm surprised, like, I mean, I haven't seen Tron, but, like, it looks like the visual effects should have...
been nominated, yeah.
Oh, especially over Iron Man 2. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland?
I like that movie.
Okay. It was cute.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you have to admit the effects were kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wait.
Visual effects.
The Johnny Depp one.
Yes.
Okay, that was this year.
Yes.
I
think I might have to give mine to Inception for this.
Wow, dude, are you just like fucking the director or something?
I'm gonna take Iron Man 2. I'll take Iron Man 2.
I was actually leaning towards that.
I liked Iron Man 2 a lot. You know, the story base was a little off, but I mean, I love the whole fact when they cut the car in two.
That was awesome.
And then it flips over, and then he gets out, pulls out the suit, and then when he rocks it, and it just covers his whole body.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
A fucking.
You know which one?
That's
why
sick design.
I almost picked it, but then I'm like, you know, Alice in Wonderland. You had, you know, the monster. You had, you know, the cat popping up here and there.
Yeah, that was.
You somehow made Helena Bonham Carter's head bigger than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
signals around the other end of
because you're not being captured on the other side of the microphone.
I don't want to be on the camera.
But for the other part was I watched the whole thing about you know, the graphic designs and everything like that they were doing recently with between, like, you know, Transformers, Iron Man, everything along those lines, and the way that they did it to make Iron Man seem more realistic when he was in there instead of having what's his name there just in the suit.
Yeah.
They were able to just recreate it with, you know, a lot of green screen effects, but made it look even more, you know, that it was
realistic.
Actually in the room instead of this big ass suit that they actually had.
Yeah,
but it was one of those things that it was just impressive how they were able to show it.
Okay, best sound mixing. We have Inception, The King's Speech, Salt, The Social Network, and True Grit.
Salt.
Because I haven't seen Salt yet.
We all saw it together.
It together with
Angelina Jolie.
No, I was away in Cleveland. No.
Bullshit.
No,
you were with us.
No, I don't.
Stop shaking your head and listen to me for a minute. Cleveland was when you and me did the dual episode with the people from Gamer Reaction.
No, because then I went in June as well.
Oh, Lord.
BostonMasterBrigade.com. Salt.
Yeah, and you're going to look at it and go, oh shit, I was on that episode. Because I remember that.
While the duck is high in the clouds,
bullshit.
Monica and Anne will take over recording duties to create a lively show. I wasn't in that episode.
Bullshit.
I'm just going to shoot you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, you didn't give your pick for visual effects.
I'm not picking anything.
Yeah, aww. She can't really pick anything because she's just kind of like, she's been Bruins and work.
I haven't
Bruins
seen
and work, right?
Movies, yeah.
Work. I think I'll pick True Grit for best sound mixing. And
Inception. Inception probably for the sound mixing because a lot of the music went with that movie. The movie was pretty, you know, badass in that sense.
Okay.
She's like, there's more?
It's two more pages.
Yeah. We have sound editing.
No, wait, what? No, there's film editing. You're starting that way? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, sound editing.
We have Inception, Toy Story 3, Tron Legacy, True Grit, and Unstoppable.
Fuck it, I'll take Unstoppable.
Yeah, me too.
I like Unstoppable. That was actually a pretty good movie.
I think it might actually take Toy Story 3 for this one, at least.
You saw it?
Yeah, and I saw it.
Lucky bastard. Oh my God, you can see that one. You can put that.
I cried. Well, I haven't seen the other ones.
Fuck the other ones. You can at least go for it.
No.
I thought they did a great job with the sound editing in that. From like the squeaks of the toys to the flames burning. We got best. I think we can skip best original song because I don't know any of these songs.
I don't know any of them.
Because if
no, it was just it was on the print. Yeah, this is just a print off. Right.
Best original song.
Fuck that.
Fuckle.
Best original. Okay.
Newman doesn't
win. Music original score.
Original score. We got How to Train Your Dragon. Inception, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, and The Social Network. And let me remind you that The Social Network score was written by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails.
Who gives a fuck?
Which automatically means it should win, obviously.
Yeah, probably just because of that. But also, Hans Zimmer is a very, you know, hard one to beat. So yeah. I because the Inception, that music kind of went with it, so I'd take the Inception.
And I thought he got screwed last year because he didn't win for Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, that did suck. That was
I'm gonna give it to Hans Zimmer
because that was actually I love that the music that they had playing at the end with the Irish music. Oh, that was great.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm gonna choose How to Train Your Dragon for this one.
You would want to train a dragon, wouldn't you?
Because I felt it really fit the mood for each scene, from the fights to when, spoiler alert, Hiccup finds out he lost the leg.
Yeah.
Wow, really? You took him that long to figure that out?
Well, no. He woke up from, like, a coma and realized I'm short one limb.
Yeah.
Whoops. All right, film editing.
We have Black Swan.
Oh, I know you're going to pick Black Swan. You're so going to pick Black Swan.
It was a good movie.
The Fighter, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, and The Social Network. And I think I will choose Black Swan because of the way that they did the editing, especially with the effects.
Sucked. Why did it suck?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I can't even pick any of these. I haven't seen them.
Why did it suck?
I'm going to go with The Fighter.
I know that probably The Fighter will probably win, but The Black Swan will somehow pull it out of nowhere.
Because they will use vagina.
So mm-hmm. Yes, they'll say vagina. Yeah, what? That's probably...
And I was like, oh, vagina, vagina!
So what are you guessing?
Probably, I'll take The Fighter.
Yeah!
But that's just because of the fact that we're trying to figure out who's going to win or not.
I don't know what's wrong with Black Swan. I thought it was a fantastic
film. I did too.
Come on. You loved it. Come on.
No. It had nothing to do with the sex scenes.
I knew 90 people.
Was that a plus?
It was a bonus. It
I like 90 people. But I love that movie just for that scene. I'm like,
it was it was like... It was messed up, okay?
Whatever.
Oh my god.
You're gonna edit most of this out anyway.
Whatever, who gives a shit? Anyways.
It's not like you haven't done it before.
Okay, best documentary. And Exit Through the Gift Shop, Gasland, Inside Job, Restrepo, and Wasteland. I'm picking Exit Through the Gift Shop. Yeah. Love this movie.
The only reason it's up there is because you saw one of the movies.
And it fucking deserves it.
Yeah, but none of us else are. That's not fair. Are you a Nazi?
No. Diverting.
Directing.
Diverting. Because that's what it says to me.
Okay.
Now you guys are going to vote in documentary?
No, I can't. I can't. Anything. We can't do it. There's nothing to know we saw.
Fine.
All right. Best directing.
We have Black Swan, Darren Aronofsky. We have David O. Russell for The Fighter. We have Tom Hooper for The King's Speech. We have David Fincher for The Social Network. And we've got the Coen brothers for True Grit.
Hmm.
Fuck, Coen Brothers. I can't even do it.
And I can't believe that Christopher Nolan didn't get nominated for this, for Inception.
Yeah. But he's already got a couple other ones, so that's not a problem.
I'm surprised that you're not going with Russell for The Fighter.
I thought about it, but the Coen Brothers will probably get it.
They already won a couple times already.
So?
Costume design.
No. I haven't chosen.
Nobody's voted for... What's your
vote? I can't really vote, because I haven't really seen the movies.
I think... Like, and I'm going with Black Swan on this one, too.
We all know. There was no choice. Yeah, that's why the pen was right there. She's like,
yeah. No, actually, she kind of pointed it to him and be like, yeah, Black Swan.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's like, come on, this way, do you want to pick?
All right, costume design.
Allison time I go see a movie just with me and Duck. Guys.
Alice in Wonderland, let's
see. What, be last time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm being victimized here just because I'm guilty by association.
It's okay.
But yet, there was no issue when you and me went and saw it. Nobody, said a bad thing to us.
I can't even remember what movie we saw.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes! Hot Tub Time Machine.
Because we couldn't stop laughing at the stupidity.
Oh, that movie was awful.
It was.
Such a stupid
It was so stupid, we literally couldn't stop laughing about it.
It was such a dumb movie. All right, moving on. Costume design.
Okay, we have Alice in Wonderland, I Am Love, The King's Speech, The Tempest, and True Grit.
Oh, it has to be Alice in Wonderland. It's the only one with actual color.
Yeah. That was pretty insane with that setup.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Cinematography.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Cinnamon. There's cinnamon somewhere.
It's the way they shot the film.
Yeah. What happens is they spray you with water and you roll around in cinnamon and see how well you get covered.
I want to say no for Black Swan on this one because it was like they strapped a camera to Natalie Portman's waist and had it like following her from behind the whole time and I was getting like nauseous.
Okay. Oh, no, I'll give you two for that. Yeah.
I pretend I didn't hear that last word. So who's voting for
attached
what?
Attached to her vibrator.
So we have Black Swan, Inception, The King's Speech, The Social Network, and True Grit.
It's a tough choice between True Grit and Inception for me.
I say Inception because of the fact of how they did the weightless scene, like how they were kind of floating through when the van was falling back off the bridge. It caused the weightlessness, and he says, "How the hell do I figure out how to drop these people?" So we had to create a kind of like a suction setup to drop them to wake them back up into the van one to wake them up, and that one to wake them back up into the real world. Yeah,
yes.
At least if they think it is the real world. But,
I think I'll give it to Inception for that.
I'll say the Inception because of how they did the actual recording. It kind of gave you the, holy crap, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, we're on the final page. Hey.
Okay, this one, right? We're not starting up here. We're starting
Art Direction. Yeah.
Art Direction. We have Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Inception, The King's Speech, and True Grit.
I'll give it to Alice in Wonderland.
I think I'll give it to Alice in Wonderland as well.
Art direction.
Like, the way it looked for the
most part. I'm not giving it to Harry Potter. Fuck Harry Potter. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck Harry Potter.
Whoa. Blue, whoa. You want to fuck Harry Potter?
No, I don't want to fuck him. Hermione, yeah, sure, but...
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, she's down in Connecticut. It's just a couple hours drive.
It's a stone throw away, yeah.
When I'm done with her, I'll visit her.
Alice in Wonderland, definitely, yeah. I'm going to have to give it to Alice in Wonderland. Okay.
We're making Nenya feel uncomfortable.
Yay.
With all of our sexual innuendos.
Okay, best animated.
She's done some, too.
Not many.
Not in this episode, though, but in the past.
Best animated feature film.
How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist, and Toy Story 3. And why wasn't Despicable Me nominated?
I don't know.
There was...
Summer Wars wasn't nominated.
What about Tangled, the new Disney movie? You would think that would... Just because it's Disney.
Yeah.
What's The Illusionist? I haven't seen that.
That's from Sylvain Chalamet. That's the guy who directed The Triplets of Belleville. I heard a lot of great things about it. Just opened up in Boston around here. I'm going to plan on seeing
it. Doesn't
it
sound like he's cussing at us when he says that guy's name? Say his name again.
Sylvain Chalamet.
Sounds like he's cussing in, like, Russian or something.
Yeah.
It's French. It's a French-British-American movie.
I'm saying that to, make a point just to be funny.
Yeah, I can't pick on this one because I haven't seen it, but...
I'm voting for How You Train Your Dragon.
So am I.
Of course you would. You'd want to train a dragon.
I've seen it maybe, like, 12 times.
Actress in a supporting role.
Amy Adams.
In The Fighter. Helen Bonham Carter in The King's Speech, Melissa Leo in The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld in True Grit, and Jackie Weaver in Animal Kingdom.
Actually, Melissa Leo. She played Alice Warden. She was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I give it to her.
I'm going to give it to Hailee Steinfeld for True Grit. I felt she played that teenage girl perfectly in this movie.
Yeah, but see, I've met the real Alice Ward.
Can't even comment.
Because she was a patient at the hospital. That's why I met Mickey and all that.
Why isn't, what's her name from like Iron Man 2 in that?
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow for Iron Man 2.
No, there was either that or
Scarlett Johansson.
Giggity.
She was from Green Hornet.
Either way. Who was?
Who just said?
Gwyneth Paltrow? No, you're thinking of Cameron Diaz.
Gwyneth Paltrow was Pepper Potts. They all look the same. Ooh, Pepper Potts.
They look like shit now.
And I just love that name, Pepper Potts. Alliteration.
Actress in a leading role. We have Annette Bening in The Kids Are All Right. We have Nicole Kidman in Rabbit Hole. We have Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone. Natalie Portman in Black Swan. And Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine.
I've seen one movie and I refuse to give it to her. Actually, you know what? I love Natalie Portman, so I'll just give it to her.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. She was good in this movie.
Never mind.
You wish you could be Mila Kunis in that one scene.
Oh, yeah. How come Mila Kunis didn't get supporting? I thought she was good. She was so good. Whatever.
Right, I haven't seen really any of the other movies here. I can't really comment on that one.
No,
yeah. I can't say how good they were.
Christian Bale.
Okay,
Christian Bale.
We have a supporting role.
I don't care, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale in The Fighter, John Hawks in The Winner's Bone, Jeremy Renner in The Town, Muck Ruffalo.
Fuck
in The
Kids. Yeah, I'm taking Jeremy Renner in The Town.
And Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech.
The Town.
Who is Jeremy Renner? Which character is he?
He was the best friend.
The best friend. Yeah. Okay.
I want to give it to Jeremy Renner, but I think it's going to go to Christian Bale.
The only movie on here that I've seen is The Town, but I'm going to vote for Jeffrey Rush because I love Jeffrey Rush.
Okay. I actually think it's going to go to Christian Bale.
You think it's going to go to Christian
Bale? He played Dickie Eklund so well.
I think I'm going to give it to Jeremy Renner in this.
I want to, but I literally think it might go to, you know, Christian Bale. He also played in SWAT and everything.
Are you? Jeremy Renner.
Okay. Actor in a leading role. We have Javier Bardem for Beautiful. He was the friendo guy from The Country for Old Men.
Would it be Beautiful?
Beautiful. Yeah. Jeff Bridges in True Grit. Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network. Colin Firth in The King's Speech. And James Franco in 127 Hours.
Jeff Bridges.
Wasn't Jesse Eisenberg the kid in...
Zombieland? Yep.
Wow, what a jump, huh?
And he played... he played Mark Zuckerberg really well in this movie. Well, which is why...
It's not hard for you, a douche.
Well, no. It's hard for me to choose between him and Jeff Bridges.
So wait, did Kanye West write that song for The Social Network?
No.
I'm just kidding.
He just interrupted
I'm
it.
Just kidding.
Give it to us for the douchebags.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Give it to us for the assholes.
You want Jeff Bridges?
He wants Jeff Bridges. You know what? I think I'll give it to Jeff Bridges, too.
What the fuck? What is up with this whole... man. Yeah, well, fine. Jeff Bridges. But for fuck's sake, there's no other, like... I don't know. Why do they only have, like, a certain amount? Like,
it's always the same movies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, right. They can't figure it out? It's like, what the fuck? Why don't you give people, the chances so they can say they were nominated?
Right. Why wasn't Mark Wahlberg nominated for, The other guys?
Because Christian Bale was out of the
What about Ben Affleck for Young...
The Town. Yeah.
Why isn't there comedy on here?
Because the Oscars don't really like comedy much, and I hate the Oscars for that. Right. Why didn't they nominate The Hangover?
Yeah, all right, let's just get to the final.
I didn't think The Hangover was that kind of a movie.
Sorry.
Okay. We have Best Picture.
Let's move out of here now.
No.
We have Best Picture, we have Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone.
Gay porn.
The Fighter.
And The Last Airbender.
Oh, jeez. I would be like, fuck that movie. Why? Why?
Dude, don't we throw our blood on you?
Yeah.
So...
Fuck.
I don't know. There are so many good ones on here. I like True Grit. I like The Social Network. I liked Inception. I liked Black Swan. Ugh. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I know who it is.
Motherfucker!
You go first while I decide.
Oh, yeah, fuck, you know, just let Blue go first. Fuck it, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Fine, I'll take Inception.
Ugh. You're gonna take Inception.
Yes.
Are you picked?
Because you love mindfuck movies.
Alright. Alright, I've already narrowed it down to Black Swan and Inception.
And the winner is?
I'm gonna go with Inception.
I knew it.
How about you, Nenya? Don't you have a pick for this? You've seen some of these.
No.
Come on.
Nope. I'm not going to pick. But thank you for offering.
All right. I think that's it. And the Oscars happen, what, next month? So I think we're going to have to keep the. I'm going to have to keep this sheet
in a folder. In your safe. Down by the river.
Next to my van.
And then, when you move the safe, it'll slide underneath the river, so we have to go in and get it again.
What?
Never mind. So we have protection.
Yeah.
It's like a condom. Always protects you.
No.
Until it fails.
Epic fail.
And Nenya is hiding in her hoodie. You scared the Nenya.
It's a nice hoodie.
I didn't scare the Nenya, you
did. Hiding.
Okay.
I love you, Nenya.
No,
Oh, I'm sorry, I got blood on you. It's okay. What? I'm kidding.
Oh, jeez. It's everywhere.
And don't worry, you can just claim it came from Tim Thomas's mouth guard.
Oh, gross. No, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah. Tuca blood on
How about Tuca?
No, I know it's a random hockey player's bloody mouth guard on me. That's disgusting.
Wayne Gretzky got blood on you.
Ugh.
Yeah, you'd sell that on eBay. We'd pay like $1 million for it.
Alright, so...
Anywho...
Okay, let's end this podcast. Remember, visit our website at bostonmasterbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you want to comment us,
talk with us,
contact us, give us ideas. Our email address is thebastards@bostonmasterbrigade.com.
Is it me yet?
Okay. Yes.
We're on Facebook, so you just have to go up to the search bar and type in Boston Bass Brigade, or by the time you type in Boston, there should be Boston Bass Brigade, you know, popped up in some selection between all the sports teams and all mass whole fortune kind of things, too. Anyways, yeah. We're also on MySpace, which, have you been checking that?
No.
Yeah, I gotta check it out again. But yeah, myspace.com/BostonBassBrigade.
You have 700 friend requests.
Yeah, right. That, you know, between like 5 different Lady Gagas and, you know. Yeah.
I'm the real Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I'm the real Lady Gaga. Okay, fuck this shit. Delete. But yeah, more or less, you know, you'll be able to find us on the social networks. Yeah, and some of us have, Twitter accounts too, so.
Yep.
You can find us that way. Yeah. And
check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. While you're there, check out our friends at Geek Aggro. And also, check out our friends at Gamer Reaction at gamereaction.tv. Go over and show them all some love.
Yeah, that's good. I was talking with Alex the other day. We were chatting back and forth about Two Worlds 2. He had gotten into, like, I think the first couple hours of the game. I don't think he's going to like this game.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What, me?
Alex.
Oh, okay.
From Gamer Reaction. But I thought it was a pretty good game. I have a review of the site, of the game on the site.
Ah, okay.
For its flaws, it had a lot of really good stuff to merit itself.
That's good.
All right. Anything we want to add before we close it off?
Yeah, anyway.
I'm good.
Anybody?
No.
No?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
All right. So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blue on it.
Nenya.
Sing, sign our bitches.
We are the bastards.
Yay, I made it.
Yay.
Yay.